KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's partly cloudy and 50 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be cloudy here today with a high of 65. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. A man who was wanted on a misdemeanor warrant will likely face additional charges after he held authorities in Council Bluffs at bay for about 9 hours before finally being taken into custody early this morning. According to media reports, officers went to the home on South 13th Street in Council Bluffs at around 5:30 p.m. Monday to serve a warrant for 56-year-old Donald Shamlin. Shamlin was said to be near his garage when officers arrived. The standoff began when he allegedly told those officers he had a gun and a knife and wasn't going to jail. A Council Bluffs emergency response team and negotiators arrived on the scene and the area was cordoned off. At around 2:30 this morning, police knocked down a door and took Shamlin into custody without incident. He was transported to a hospital for evaluation before being taken to the Pottawatomie County Jail. News time is 7:08.
The right insurance company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 764-6000.
An Audubon woman turned herself into authorities Monday morning. The Audubon County Sheriff's Department said 54-year-old Cynthia Ray Bates faces a felony charge for failure to report a change of relevant information with regard to the Iowa Sex Offender Registry, second offense. Bates was seen by the magistrate and released. Her preliminary hearing was set for April 19th. The incident remains under investigation. Bates had been convicted in Audubon County in April of 2004 of having lascivious acts with a male child under the age of 13. The woman was 44 at the time. A Missouri man stopped for a traffic violation early Sunday morning ended up being arrested for OWI, interference with official acts, and failure to have a valid license. Page County Sheriff's Office at 43-year-old Robert Ray Tyser of Westboro, Missouri, was taken into custody after a deputy initiated a traffic stop on Highway 2 at around 12:20 a.m. Sunday. Officials say Tyser got out of his vehicle and began to run through a field. After a short foot pursuit, the deputy caught up with Tyser and placed him under arrest. He was later released on bond pending a court appearance. The deputy was assisted at the scene by an officer with the Shenandoah Police Department. A 4-year-old Southwest Iowa boy is recovering from serious head injuries following an ATV accident Sunday night in Mills County. According to Omaha television station KETV, Colby Clint of Henderson was flown from the scene of the accident near Trainer to Creighton University Medical Center, where he was listed in stable but critical condition. The boy's father, Eric Clint, told the television station the family was spending the evening with friends on a farm in Mills County and enjoying a barbecue when 4-year-old Colby suddenly darted out in front of a 4-wheeled ATV, which hit the boy and flipped him into the air. While his injuries were severe, Colby is expected to recover. The Mills County Sheriff's Office is investigating the incident. Donations to help the family with Colby's medical expenses are gladly being accepted in the name of Colby Clint at all Rolling Hills Bank and Trust locations. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer said yesterday the South Page School in College Springs was placed in a lockdown status last Friday after a parent allegedly became agitated about an incident at the school which involved his son. The incident was reported at around 2:45 p.m. According to the sheriff, 38-year-old Damon Curtis Dustin of Brattyville came to the school to talk with the principal. During the conversation, he allegedly began yelling and using vulgar language, causing a disturbance. The man took his son and daughter from the school, still yelling and creating a disturbance. The sheriff's report said Dustin got back into his pickup and drove in a reckless manner through the schoolyard and then back onto the street. During the incident, the school was placed on lockdown by the principal. Deputies went to find Damon Dustin but were unable to locate him. He faces charges which include criminal mischief, disorderly conduct, endangerment of a family member, and a traffic violation. Additional information about the incident will be released by the Sheriff's Department as it becomes available. And the Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday 31-year-old Jessica Miles of Anita was arrested Friday on a charge of fifth-degree theft, shoplifting. Miles was cited for the alleged offense and released with orders to appear in court at a later date. News time is 7:12.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
In our funeral announcements, 88-year-old Fran Bauer of Bridgewater died Friday at the Adair County Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Fran Bauer will be held this morning at 10:30 at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Roselle Peterson, age 92, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Roselle Peterson will be today at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Beulah Witt, age 92, of Lincoln, Nebraska, and formerly of Manning, died Saturday. Funeral services for Beulah Witt will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Madeline Severs, age 84, of Oakland, died Saturday in Omaha. Memorial services for Madeline Severs will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Oakland Congregational Church. Reagan Beath Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Jean Millette, age 91, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Services for Jean Millette will be on Thursday at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Dennis Delbert Rote, age 61, of Dexter, died Sunday in Des Moines. A memorial celebration for Dennis Rote will be held next Monday at 10:30 at the Dexter United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. And Richard Rick Myers, Jr., age 54, of Manning, died Saturday in Des Moines. Memorial services for Rick Myers, Jr. will be held at a later date. Hockenberry, England Funeral Service in Audubon is in charge of the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.